You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. The Bible says in verse 1, "And now we beseech ye, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither be by spirit nor by word, neither by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. So he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, on he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to our God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for a few minutes, on this thought, holding the line, holding the line. As we see this, the Bible speaks to us in a magnificent way, and he's speaking to us about a restrainer that's restraining the conflict of this world. He's talking about the removal of that restrainer, amen? And he's talking about the power of God's Holy Spirit, amen? Without God's Holy Spirit, we'd be all alone in this thing with no help. But I'm glad tonight that there's a Spirit, Spirit of God that's here with us, to help us, praise God, and we need that more than you'd ever know. Now the Bible teaches in the very beginning that there was a Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that come from God Almighty. The Bible teaches us that it was there in the beginning with God. It was there to help God. It was there in creation. It was there when God began to write His Word and pen it down. The Bible tells us that there was a sweet Spirit from God. But the Bible also tells us in Genesis chapter 6, down about verse number 3, that the Spirit of God would not always abide with man. We see that here in his writing that as he gives it to us, praise God. He says in verse number 3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh." Amen. He said that my spirit will not always abide with men, because men are not being what I would create them to be. I would create those that would be willing to heed the Spirit of God, to recognize and realize that there's a force, praise God, to be reckoned with from the portals of glory, that'll give us encouragement that we can overcome the flesh and the temptations of this world. I want to say this old flesh we live in gives us more trouble, praise God, than the devil does. The devil just hits us a lick here and there, but this old flesh we have to live with every day. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said that even though we're in this flesh, that he sends us a Spirit to live in us. I thank God for the Spirit. I thank God for the church that we have. I thank God for the God that and the Spirit that lives in the church that gives us confidence today to walk even in that Spirit. If you can look over in Galatians chapter number 5, the Bible says that there's a Spirit, praise God, that walks with us today. And in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse 16, the Bible says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are the contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings of such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. But he says also, he goes in verse 22, he said, but the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, for long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lust. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk, verse 25, in the Spirit. So God's telling us here, he said, there's a restrainer, there's a Spirit, there's something that's a hold us back. Did you remember, could you just imagine what you'd be like today if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost of God? Amen? Just think about it for a second, where you might be, what you might be like if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost of God. You say, well, preacher, we're not all that bad. That's because the Holy Ghost of God's here. And because the presence of the Lord is here with us. The presence of the Lord is in us. The presence of the Lord's in the church. The presence of the Lord is in His people, praise God. The power of the Holy Ghost of God. Not only the power of the Holy Ghost, but the influence that He has on our life. Could you imagine what you and I would be like if it wasn't for an influence of the Holy Spirit? Amen. That convicting power that teaches us and shows us to do right. In other words, it might say it's that salt and light in this world, praise God. And without the Holy Spirit of God in it, Paul would say, all men most miserable, praise God, without it. Amen. We would have no chance, praise God, to overcome the obstacles that we face. And Paul's telling us, he said, hey, listen, he said, let me just give you a heads up, praise God. Just need you to be faithful to the Lord. Don't trust in what people say. Don't trust in what men, the advice that they'd give you. He said, praise God. He said, just stay with the Lord. Just keep believing that God Almighty, through His sweet Spirit, will keep touching your heart, nudging your soul, taking you in the right direction, praise God, even for His glory. God wants to get glory out of your life. God wants to get glory out of my life. How does He do that? Praise by us committing ourselves to Him, asking Him to take charge of our lives, holding the line for God Almighty through the power of the Holy Ghost of God that lives inside of us and there to help us, praise God, even right now. We're going through difficult times. We have hardships all around us, praise God, but I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's overcome them before. This ain't the first time that we've ever went through these kind of things. We was talking about the funeral we had today for Brother Junior. He fought in World War II and signed up again in the Navy, Brother Bill, and then signed up again, went in the Army and fought in Korea. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he saw a need. Praise God. The power of God's people to hold the line, to do something, praise God, to stay in the good fight of faith all the way to the end of the way. I want to say, young'uns, there's nowhere to quit tonight. There's nowhere to quit today. We just need to be faithful to Lord. Trust Him to help us, praise God, to get through this thing for His glory. Just keep lifting up His name, telling it everywhere we go, and it will make a difference. Amen. The Bible says the Word of God will not go out void. I mean, that means that it will find a place to settle. Praise God. But he said, we got to be real careful. Paul was telling us, he said, you got to be real careful, praise God, that you don't be deceived. In other words, what he's telling us here, he said, no man deceive you. In other words, he said, don't be fooled. Hey, he said, don't be fooled, baby. Don't be caught up, praise God, real high, thinking that things are different from what they are. We need to look at the situation that we're living in today. We need to realize where we are, praise God, and where we want to go. We need to realize where we'd like to be when the thing's all said and done. Amen. Every one of us, praise God, has got a destination one day in a little while. And we have to realize and recognize where that destination, where we'd like for that destination to be when we finish. Amen. When we come to the end, praise God, where do we want to finish at? Where's your finish line tonight? Praise God, I believe when we're holding the line of the power of God Almighty, I believe we can finish well the course that we're on. I believe we can stay on track. I believe we can stay on course. Praise God, there's no turning to the right or to the left. Just stay the course that God's put us on. Praise God, through His blessed Holy Word. Praise God, and God, He said, hey, you can't be deceived. You can't be dissuaded. Praise God. He said, you just need to stay faithful to God. Just stay in there and keep pressing on. He said, don't matter how many times old devil and the flesh comes along and tell you just to ease up, just to pull back, turn off for a little bit. I'm going to say, praise God, there ain't no such thing for a child of God. There's no place to stop. There's no place to quit. Praise God. He said, just keep a hold in the line. Praise God, because one day in a little while, it's all going to pay off. Amen. There's been a lot of folks down through the years that's wondered about this thing. Amen. That wondered whether or not all that they've been doing was worth it all. If it was worth it. But praise God, I want to say, if you'll stay with the Lord, I guarantee in the end it'll be worth it all. Amen. If we see one more sinner saved, praise God, it'd be worth it all. Hey, if one more person, praise God, it don't go to hell, we'd be worth it all. And Paul's telling us here, he said, don't let no man deceive you. Amen. Just stay with the stuff, praise God. Hey, don't be fooled by the things that's coming at us, praise the Lord. But just keep our focus. You know how to not be fooled? Praise God, is keep your eye on the real thing. Amen. They say bankers, when they're trying to learn counterfeits, that they never touch a counterfeit bill. Amen. Through all their training, maybe weeks of training, they never touch a counterfeit bill. You say, how do they know what's real and what's not? Because they only handle the real thing. Amen. Praise God. If you only know the real thing, praise God, and you know the real thing well, praise the Lord, you'll know it. And when a counterfeit comes along, praise God, you'll know that too. Amen. Praise God. So Paul says, don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Don't be caught up. He said, praise God, just stay in a good fight of faith. Don't listen to the junk that's going on in this world. Just keep your focus on Jesus Christ, your Savior. Your Savior, praise God, who's going to deliver you safe over on the other side one day. In just a little while, praise be to God, are you going to step out on faith? This old world, leave it behind and step over in the portals of glory, shouting and praising, running the streets of gold, praise God, seeing the Savior face to face in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. It'll be worth it all, praise the Lord, when we get there. If we'll just hold the line, glory to God. Don't let nothing come between us. Don't let nothing interfere with our march and our walk, praise the Lord. Just stay with God. Amen. He said, just stay with God. Praise the Lord. He said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. He said, there's coming a falling away. You say, preacher, what is that? What does it mean to fall away? It's when men rebel against God. Hello? As simple as you can put it, it's when men begin to rebel against God. When they turn back from what they know and they turn to something else. I want to tell you, there's nothing that's as good as God. There's nothing, praise God, that'll satisfy you more than the Lord Jesus Christ can. Amen? But when we see people, he said, that this day shall not come except they're coming, falling away first. In other words, he's telling us there's coming a falling away. There's coming a falling away, praise God. But we're not of those that fall away. We're those, praise God, that press on for the cause of Christ. We're the ones that, praise God, that get rooted in and grounded in, praise the Lord, on a foundation of knowledge and wisdom of the Lord, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God. And we shall not be moved. Amen. We won't be dissuaded. We won't be persuaded to go in a different direction. But praise God, we'll stand firm for Jesus. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you the truth, praise God. The churches all around this land's emptying out. People's going on their own pernicious ways and going after everything that this world has, seeking, trying to find something. It's not there. They're trying to find peace and joy and happiness outside of Jesus Christ, their Savior. They'll not find it. They're trying to find it in a bottle. They're trying to find it in a pill. They're trying to find it in a drug, in alcohol. But I want to say they'll not find it there, joy, peace, and happiness. It's in Jesus Christ, your Savior, praise God, when we sell out to Him. Amen. He said He's coming and falling away. People's turning to everything else in the world. When we are to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're to have our confidence in Him. We're living a day and hour, the world's messed up. Can't put your confidence in it. But praise God, you can put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10, the Bible says this in verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now here Paul's telling the Hebrews, he said, listen, he said, don't cast away your confidence. And he said, in other words, hold the line. Don't give up what you got, what you're trusting in. Don't start trusting in something else. It won't work. Praise God, if you got something that'll work, you better stay with it. Because if you get out trying something else, praise God, you'll find out that it don't work. Amen. But he said, don't cast away your confidence. Which hath great recompense of reward. He said there's a compensation down the road to those that trust in the Lord. For you have need of patience. And now he's talking about a walk that's consistent. He's talking about a guidance, praise God, and leadership from the Lord. That we just stay faithful to Him, praise God, because He's promised He'll stay faithful to us. And he said we just need to keep marching on in patience. Keep marching on looking for the Lord. He said, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. He said, that's that payday someday. It's out there ahead of us. It's in the Lord. Amen. They promise you everything in the world. Our politicians today are promising, wanting to give us everything free. Paul just got done telling us that's long. He said, don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Ain't nothing free in this world. It costs somebody something. Amen. But I'm glad we can buy in with Jesus Christ, praise God, and get what He has for us. And it is free, praise God. It cost Him everything. But praise God, we can get it for nothing. Amen. Praise God. He can buy it without money. Praise His holy name. It's for you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. We talked about that this morning, praise God. Jesus Christ is coming again. That second coming, praise God, that's the promise that we have. And boy, things is going to get good then when Jesus comes again. He said, now the just shall live by faith. That's every man's faith. Amen? Every person's faith. We have to have faith, believe in the Lord. But if any man draw back, he shall hit my soul, shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. He said, we're not those that turn back. He said, I won't say this. We're not even those that turn off to the side, to the left, or to the right, praise God. We're those that keep marching on for the cause of Christ. Marching on, praise God, day by day in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Because we're not those that turn back to uselessness. God says we're supposed to be useful. We're supposed to be in the battle, praise God. A good soldier sitting on thy sidelines ain't much count. But praise God, a good soldier that'll stay in the battle. He's worth his powder, worth his grub, praise God, because he's holding a line. And Paul says we need some that'll hold the line. Some that won't turn back, praise God. Now, I had a fellow a while back, he said, now listen, preacher, said we need to be real careful about what we preach because you're discouraging people by giving them statistics about the church and how people's falling away and how that, you know, there's not a big remnant left. And praise God, I won't say, the Bible says that a servant is no better than his master, and our master, Lord Jesus Christ, he told us the same thing, praise God, when they asked him, said, hey, listen, he said, if you drink of my eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, praise God. And they said it's a hard thing. Who can hear it? Amen. It's a hard thing. Who can hear it? Let me just read that to you right quick. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 53. And then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Amen. He's talking about to take in and absorb the things the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he had been teaching and preaching and telling them. He said, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up from where he was before to where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, and the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except were given unto him by of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples. Now here's John, this is the 666 disciples. He said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They turned their back on God. They turned their back on the Word. They turned their back on the Savior. Pray God, Jesus said, if you'll not drink my blood, if you'll not eat my flesh, in other words, you'll not have me, you'll not receive me. Pray God, you can't receive the gift of the Father. He said, from that time on, many of them went back. Amen. They went back. What did they go back to? They went back to what they was doing before. Went back to their ways they were living before. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Question we ought to ask the churches tonight, are you going to go away? They said, there's a whole lot of folks going away. Are you going to go away? He said, preacher, you oughtn't to say that. You oughtn't to ask that. Why? Jesus did. He wanted to know who's with him. Who's with him? Who's for me, praise God? He said, will you also go away? No, to Simon Peter said, then Simon Peter answered him, said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure. You know what's wrong with the world now? I think there's a whole lot of so-called Christians that they don't believe and they're not sure. Amen? Hello? They don't believe and they're not sure. They got a little bit of faith. They've heard a little bit about Jesus. I had a fellow tell me yesterday, he said, I know who Jesus is. I said, yeah, but do you believe in him to the salvation of your soul? He didn't have nothing to say. He wouldn't comment because he didn't believe. He said, but we believe and are sure. I said, what we need to believe, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to be sure that he's our Savior. He said, we believe, Brother Billy, and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what we ought to be able to do today, praise God. We have to have an assurance in our heart. And when Jesus asked, are you sure, praise God, that you want to go with me? We ought to say, yes, sir, praise God. I'm in line. I'm holding the line. I'll hold the line wherever you want me to be. Praise God for your glory. Amen. Holding the line. It's time to hold the line, praise God. Time not to turn our back on the Lord, praise the Lord, because he's never turned his back on us. We got a whole world that's a turning their back on God and godliness. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's real tonight, just as real as he's ever been. And if we'll trust in him, believe on him, rely on him, praise God, he'll pull us up to himself, wrap his arms around us and protect us from the foolishness of this world. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that we need to not be worried, not be thinking about that falling away. That, praise God, because he said, listen, there's a man of perdition, a man of lawlessness that's going to be revealed. That man of lawlessness coming on the scene, and he's going to bring destruction. Do you realize the devil and the demons of hell in this old world we live in don't offer nothing but destruction? There's destruction and chaos everywhere that you look. I don't know about you, but I'll be glad when I get out of this mess. I'll never have to look back on it again. I'll never have to see it again. I'll never have to sit beside a bed of some old saint of God. Pray some mama, some daddy, some brother or sister who's eat up and dying of cancer, who's eat up with some other disease, just waiting to be taken out of here. I'm glad there's a place, Brother Bill, that we're going in a little while. Where there'll be no more. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more sin and sinfulness. There'll be no more lawlessness. Over there, there'll be no more destruction. No more destruction, praise God, in that place. Amen. But he said, there's a man of lawlessness coming on the scene. A great deceiver, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. There's a whole lot of that in the world today, ungodliness. Because he said the mystery of iniquity doth already work, sinfulness. And to he that letteth will let. We'll be taken out of the way. Amen. What's holding back sin now? Amen. What's keeping the Antichrist from coming on the scene? What's holding, what is that? He that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. It's the restrainer. Praise God. There's a restrainer. There's a restraining force that's holding back the demons of hell. If it wasn't, we couldn't stand what would be happening in the world today. But praise God, there's a force, a mighty force, a magnificent force, an almighty force of God, praise God, in the restrainer that's holding it back. I told you before, if we could see in the portals of glory, amen, we could see the holy angels and the host of heaven that's there on our behalf. Because God put them there, amen, as restrainers, praise God. But the Holy Ghost of God, it's there to restrain. It's there to hold back, praise God. Now, the Bible tells us that during the time of great tribulation that there's going to be a lot of folks that's saved. Amen. The church is going to go out of here and the tribulation's going to come in, and great tribulation. But he said, he tells us that these thousands going to be saved during the tribulation, during hard. But I say, I don't want our folks to wait till tribulation. Honestly, I believe it. I've told you before, if they've ever heard the gospel and not believed, they'll never, he said, I believe they'll believe that lie and be damned. They'll never be saved this side of eternity. Praise God, if they don't get in during the time of the dispensation of grace, they'll not get in at all. They'll be damned and doomed, praise God, throughout eternity in hell. But praise God, I'm glad that even during the tribulation, he said there's going to be thousands saved, thousands upon thousands, multitudes, praise God, it's brought up during that time will be saved. But what's holding that force of hell back now? What's keeping it back now? What's keeping it from just overwhelming us, right? You and I right now? You want me to tell you what it is? It's the restrainer of God. I want to say, praise God, look at me. It's you that's holding it back. Amen. I want to say, you are that restraining force tonight. Amen. You say, preacher, how could that be? The Holy Ghost of God is that restraining force. Where does the Holy Ghost of God dwell? Amen. The Holy Ghost of God dwells in you and I. I want to say tonight, praise God, unequivocally, praise God, we need to hold the line. The reason for holding the line, Brother Bill, is because the Holy Ghost of God lives in you and me, praise God, and we are a force to be reckoned with when God Almighty is real in our lives. Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 16, Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. God says you are the temple of God, that God dwells in you. Where's the Holy Ghost of God tonight? He's in you. The Holy Ghost of God's in your heart, praise God. The Holy Ghost is God, is that directing force, that powerful force, the force, that influence, praise God, that you have, I have, that makes a difference. The Holy Spirit is in every born-again believer. Have you been born again? Praise God. If you've been born again, you've got the Holy Ghost in your heart. Amen. He's in your heart, praise God. He's touching you. He's in your heart. He's in the whole church, the Bible tells us. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Chapter number 6 and verse number 19. Paul asked it, he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Now watch this, which are God's. Amen. Who do you belong to tonight? Praise God, we just say, Lord God, I didn't realize it, but I belong to God. The Spirit that's living in me, praise God, it belongs to God. I think I'll just do what God would have me to do. Amen. Praise. I'm talking about holding the line for God. The power of God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit that lives in us, praise God. God, by His Spirit, empowers His people. Amen. In this age in which we live, praise God. To restrain evil. Amen? God does that. God, through His Spirit, by His Spirit, is a restraining force in His people. A restraining force, praise God, in this age. A restraining force, praise God, to restrain the evil that's happening. You say, well, Pastor, how come all the wickedness is all around us now? We've seen it everywhere. It just shows the kind of restraining force we've been. Amen. It shows the kind of output we've had to a lost and a dying world. What are you saying? I'm saying we've let the world down. Amen. We've compromised our belief. We've compromised in our faith. Praise God. But we take the Word of God, and God tells us, He shows us that we are a restraining force against the evil of this world. All of us together. You think about it. All of us together. Even the ones that's just here tonight. When we come together in one, in unity, we're a powerful restraining force against the devil. Amen. When we're on God's side. Amen. And we're recognizing the Holy Ghost of God that lives in us, and we're trying to do that that's pleasing to Him, to bring glory to His name. We become a great restraining force even right now. Amen. The world don't want to know that. They don't want nobody told that. If they could, they'd want to edit me tonight. They'd have Brother Kevin up there deleting about two-thirds of what I tell you, because they don't want you to know that. Because if we realize tonight, by holding the line, by allowing the Holy Ghost of God to help us to be a restrainer against the evil forces of this world, if they can't get done what they would like to have done, they'd like to remove God and godliness from the scene. They'd like to take us out. But praise God, I'm glad that we're a force to be reckoned with because of what God... I'm glad we can hold the line tonight because of what God Almighty has promised us in His Word, that we are a great restraining force. Amen. In this age, did you know that this age that we live in, they called it an age of restraint. Now, the liberals like to use that, and they use it in a negative spin. That this is an age of restraint. It's keeping us from doing things that we think would ought to be done. But what they would like to do is wickedness, evilness. Amen. It is an age of restraint because it's an age in which God Almighty is restraining the evils of this world. Amen. There are demons of hell. But He said, if we'll hold the line by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of God's Spirit. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. We don't have the power within it to do it by ourselves, to overcome it within our own flesh. But when we realize, praise God, that we can hold the line by the power of God's Spirit that lives in us. You say, Pastor, how do you do that? By being mindful of His Word. By being mindful of that Spirit that lives in us, that's trying to guide us and direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I praise God that He can see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, and He can pour it out, to a lost and dying world that they might be compelled to be saved. Amen. God's a big compeller today. Amen. He has a compelling force, and that force is His church. The church, praise God, a powerful church, a church full of influence. What's happened tonight, church, because we're not holding the line. Amen. We begin to lose our influence. We begin to get holes in the line. Amen. But it's time that somebody stood up. It's time for us to fill in the gaps, to make up the hedge. But praise God, to hold the line. Amen. To recognize and realize the power of the Holy Ghost of God, God's Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts, that we could become a restraining force against evil. You say, well, preacher, I'm not really all that. Oh, you may not be, but He is. Amen. There's a power, praise God, from above. When we harness that power, there's nothing that we can't do. You say, preacher, I don't know. But what about God? There's nothing He can do. Nothing He can't do. He can do all things. Even the things we can't do. Amen. When we hold the line, you say, how do you hold the line? By trusting in that restrainer. Amen. When He let us, with less taken out of the way, when the Holy Ghost is gone. Amen. Where's He going? He's going with us. Amen. The Holy Spirit is going with us. You say, preacher, He's not going to be here. How's these folks going to be saved during tribulation? Because He's going to come upon them like He did during the Old Testament. Amen. The restrainer will come upon them. And they'll be saved. Thousands upon thousands will be saved during tribulation. Those that's never heard the gospel, those that's never been saved, will be saved. Amen? Because of that power of the Spirit. But God says that's the retainer, praise God, the one, the restrainer, the one that's restraining the forces of evil now, that He lives in us, you and I, praise God. And He's there to hold back the evils. If you worry about the evil of this world, praise God, we need to just focus more on that Holy Spirit of God that lives in us. Read our Bible, study, praise God, read about Him. The mystery of iniquity already is working. The sinfulness, the lawless one. But praise God, it don't have to work in us. Amen? It don't have to work in you and I. It may be working in the world, but not in us. We need to ask God to help us, praise God, tonight. We need to ask God to help us to hold that line that we would be, that you and I would be that restraining force for God. It makes a difference. You can make a difference because He makes a difference. Amen?